Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaisu and John, and we're coming to you live from the Canadian Toy Con.
The Canadian Toy Con in Burlington.
Burlington. And lo and behold, who do we run into but our old friend Alfonso from Studio Comics. Hey, sir.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. Big hello to all the friends for... We got to get... got it right.
Yeah, it's always great that we always run into you. You're everywhere, man.
Yeah, I was telling John that one of the great things about doing this show is all the cool people we've gotten to meet, and definitely every con we run into you now, and Niagara Falls Comic Con, you were the first guy I ran into when I walked in the building.
Yeah, no, I know. It's nice to have like this many shows around the Ontario area, and we do have like so many shows, so many artists around here, right? I'm not the only one, but it's nice to see you guys all the time. I mean, like, it's such a cheer to have you coming around because you always make me laugh during the interview, by the way.
Oh, yes, during the interview, because that's essential. But it's always fun, right? If you're having fun, that makes the show worth it. And it's always worth it to have you around. We always enjoy it.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate the cross promotion you've given us on your Facebook group.
You guys make it like a really good. You guys have like this material and these interviews that they go deep into the actual core of the artist. So that's the thing that we are looking for. That's one of the things in Studio Comics too, right? To promote, cross promote events, artists, and you know different type of medias. And you guys are doing an amazing job. And why not, right?
So thanks, man.
And to everybody who's listening to this podcast right now, if you can just click on the site, click on it, share it, like it, just pass the word around. The guys are doing an amazing job, and this is the set example that they're doing well. They're coming back.
And do that to Studio Comics website too, studiocomics.com.
Definitely, for sure. They put out some great stuff, and you've got an exclusive edition here today, man.
Yes, you know, we actually talked to the guys from the Canadian Toy Con, and then we managed to put together one of the Object City titles. That's the number 6. That's the final title from the first season of Object City. So then we got it out, and we got the actual number 6 last month. But then for this con, for the Toy Con, the Canadian Toy Con, we have number 6 with a variant cover made by Carlos Ramirez Bernal, and the content and everything is like really cool. It's the same concept as the Object City comic books that has been before, superheroes for hire. So then you have a problem, if you fill in like upsetting your tummy, who are you gonna call? The Object City team, right? So then we have that concept, right? And it's especially focused for kids and young readers, right? But then everybody loves it. Everybody loves Object City.
Definitely, it looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I love seeing the stack of comics you got here. You got such an impressive selection of titles, but also, you know, that you've got these variant covers for these events. It makes it that special bit unique, right?
Yeah.
That little something extra that people can get when they're here.
Yeah, you know what? This is really funny, right? Because you see people that walk right here, they look at the covers, they see that it's a special edition, right? They walk out, they don't get it, but the next show, they're looking for the cover, right? So then it's like, you guys, where do you don't get it when I used to have it there, right?
Yeah.
Like, on the table. So it's like really funny, but you know what? That's also an advisory that if you are able to see the covers, if you're able to get it, well, why not? You simply get it. I mean, it's fun, right?
Oh,
supporting local artists as well, right? It's a good thing.
Oh, definitely. So what do you guys got coming out next, actually?
Well, right now we have a few shows now. We have maybe 2 or 3 shows that are coming up before the end of the year. We have the Night Spike, the most wanted and waited, the Night Spike number 3 is coming right up. The last issue for the 6 Face of the Dice is coming also, so then it's like we're wrapping up all the series. We're coming up with new series for next year.
Cool.
So then we have like moving on to the next step, so then we're also opening doors for the new projects, right? So then we have new projects that they are already on the line, ready to start for next year. I don't want to start like saying which projects are, but we have like a big ton of products over there. So
keep it a big secret, a nice big exclusive secret that will just launch next year as soon as you're ready.
Well, I like it as an exclusive. You hop into the site, we have little hints over there, into the Studio Comics site. We have a few things that is like a little teaser of what's coming, but I want to publish it like an official coming right up, right? Like,
right.
So I'm waiting for that green light to make sure that everything is ready and we're going on, right?
Yeah. Exciting. I'm stoked now. He's got new stuff coming up.
Oh, for sure, man.
So, yeah, so then we keep growing, right? So then the other one is Producer K from Ignacio. This guy also is, we're coming up with number three. Then the 2010 is the sixth. The number five. So it's the final one from the first season. So then we're moving to the second season of 2010. The Night Spike is in the ongoing one. And then that's what we have so far. And then the other three that were coming. But like I say, just wait another month or two, and then we'll have all the word out.
Awesome. It's great to hear. It's good to hear that everything's still progressing and that you've got new stuff coming down the line. You know, obviously, we're going to share it around because we want people to know.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's great to see you here again. I'm so excited.
Okay, you guys. Well,
always fun. And I didn't make you laugh that much.
No. Today, I was, like, very focused on whatever I was about to say. I was, you know what, believe it or not, I was studying yesterday, and I was supposed to say, I need to say the name right. I need to do this. So I didn't mess it up this time.
Quit telling a joke.
Potato.
Potato?
No, potato.
Potato?
It's Canada.
Oh.
Potato.
Potato? No.
It'll do.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. All right, well, okay. Thanks again, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, you guys. See you around.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.